Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The world is set to apply BDS to the Jewish State of Israel, which then will lead to anti-Semitism and another Holocaust. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to the broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, what does BDS stand for? What does it mean?
Jimmy, back in about 2001, there was a conference in Durban, South Africa, in which many of the most radical and extremist elements, both within the Arab world and their supporters among the progressives and liberals in the general politicking atmosphere, sought a new tactic which would compare Israel to South Africa under the apartheid regime. And at that time, BDS came to mean boycott, disinvestment, and sanctions. In other words, boycott, do not buy anything from Israel, even though it probably could solve all your economic problems or even save your life, medical and scientific advancements. Disinvestment, all sorts of organizations, universities, pension funds, etc., if they have money in anything to do with Israel's economic development, which is skyrocketing out of the world, they should take the money away. In other words, Jimmy, they're basically trying to punish a lot of little people, whether it's various professional organizations or even city pension funds, to take away the possibility of earning some good money for a political cause. And the third point, the sanctions, trying to place punishment by isolating Israel or stopping things from coming in of that nature. So what they're doing is basically trying to make Israel a pariah state, isolated. Put it on a pedestal and everybody point fingers and make fun of it. But somehow, everybody in the liberal world is only aiming at Israel. And since it's an open country, you can come in and see that we're not really as bad as what's going on. And the whole issue of Judea, Samaria, and the so-called occupation is one because of Arab violence and refusal to negotiate. It's their responsibility to end it, not ours. We were attacked in 67 and even before. So that's a brief summary of what BDS is.
Winky Medad explaining that BDS is how it leads to anti-Semitism and then to another Holocaust. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. BDS, as Winky Medad revealed to us, is to boycott Israel and then with divestment and sanctions to make Israel a pariah in this world, which will then lead to anti-Semitism and then to another Holocaust. Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8 says that in the near future, the world will rise up and kill 2 out of every 3 Jews on the earth, which will be a Holocaust worse than the first one in World War II. This BDS phenomena is spreading on college campuses, in churches, and in national governments across the world. This phenomena is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...